Good morning on this eighth day of the eighth month. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Lots of farm news to cover in the next 25 minutes, plus analyzing the markets, and we'll hear from farm organization leaders, presidents of the American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union, and Minnesota Senator Tina Smith on farm bill progress. Topping our farm news this morning, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has launched investigations into the supply chains of at least two renewable fuel producers amid industry concerns that some may be using fraudulent feedstocks for biodiesel to secure lucrative government subsidies. EPA spokesperson Jeffrey Landis told Reuters that the agency has launched audits over the past year, but declined to identify the companies because the investigations are ongoing. The production of biodiesel from sustainable ingredients, like used cooking oil, can earn refiners state and federal environmental and climate subsidies, including those tradable credits. But there's been concern that some supplies labeled as used cooking oil are actually virgin palm oil, which is cheaper and associated with deforestation and other environmental damage. The issue came into focus following a surge in used cooking oil exports from Asia in recent years. The Sustainable Aviation Fuel Coalition has a new member, Amazon. They've joined its expanding membership. The tech leader's inclusion underscores the commitment to advancing SAF as a key element to improve the efficiency and environmental impact of jet fuel, create domestic jobs, and enhance American energy independence. At the 39th Annual International Sweetener Symposium, Randy Green, speaking on behalf of the Sweetener Users Association, says the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2024 is responsive and positive and would result in more American-made sugar. Green says, "Seems to us that the ag committees have been responsive to the needs of both growers and users. The American Sugar Alliance continues to assert that a stronger sugar policy would better reflect current economic realities affecting sugar beet and sugar cane farmers and workers. Domestic sugar production fills about 75% of America's sugar needs." China's farmland buys in the U.S. are attracting attention on Capitol Hill. The House Select Committee on U.S. CCP competition has its eye on a Chinese EV battery firm's land buy in that state. The company is Goshen, spelled like motion. Michigan subsidized Goshen battery plant on that farmland over local opposition. China's U.S. land holdings are less than 1% of foreign-owned acres, but at 350,000 acres in 2022, still a serious concern. This is Inside Agriculture. Coming up next, the markets.